This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's fair game to me. Like, let's keep crime out of it, because these dudes live in a gated community in Eads anyway. Crime ain't touching you out there.
I mean, it's not because I do think that Jimmy said something along those lines. He should be grouped into this as well. It shouldn't all just be for Stephen A.
Right.
And if Jimmy was saying, in singling out Memphis,
right,
to Stephen A., which, again, that's the one name he dropped in this when he said players.
Absolutely.
Then Jimmy should be lumped into this, too.
Yep.
Because, yeah, maybe, you know, you've got other destinations you want to go to, Golden State, whatever else. But to, again, even if it's just playing, to play like that about a city, Memphis, one, in this case, predominantly black city, largest predominantly black city in the country, you know, to say you don't want to go there and then do it, I guess, open enough, on the record enough where Stephen A. feels like he can go out there and quote you and drop it.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, you go right in there with him. Like, that's that to me. That you don't have any business doing that either. Your whole general, and if it's in jest, but you've allowed him to, you've said it in an open way where he can take it on the record and do that, bro, he's just as culpable in this to me as Stephen A. is.
Yeah.
It's weak on his part, too, if that's what went down. And I'm claiming it went down because Stephen A.'s saying
he singled Jimmy out, no doubt.
So Jimmy, again, if you don't want to just come because you don't trust Ja, you don't trust Front, Memphis, just a podunk town to you, say that. Don't say it's crime, mm-hmm, or whatever else. Mm-hmm. He's in the same boat to, mm-hmm, me, mm-hmm, as Stephen A. is here.
Well,
and but we know, too, Stephen A. has his,
yes,
I don't like NBA in Memphis,
right,
agenda that,
right,
he is also feeding with this.
And don't forget, too, you know, Memphis didn't want to extend Jimmy. Like, that was that they weren't going to do that. So, of course, he's going to say, like, to them, man, you know, F y'all, too.
Right.
Y'all don't want to extend me. I'll, you know, and he's never played a small market. Like, he's played in, well, I guess he played in Minnesota for a year.
We've said, I mean, Jimmy's gone from worker man, grinder, to diva.
Yep.
I mean, he changed.
Yep, he did.
Bro changed.
Yep.
Now, he still was putting that Miami team, he was on that organization, on his back,
dragging
the finals and everything else, but dude changed. He was not a guy you could put in any locker room around the NBA.
Yeah.
You know, and he's going to be a good locker guy, locker room guy. When that Minnesota, what was it, Philly?
Yeah.
So, but anyway.
Yeah. By the way, DeAnthony Melton's former agent, manager, I don't know what she is to him, but she tweeted an hour ago, Memphis is a great city. DeAnthony loved his time there, and I did too. So, you know, at least there is some defense from.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all guys, never forget Stephen A. doesn't want NBA in Memphis. He would love never to come here again.
Right.
He thinks we're just Elvis.
But
that's
I saw him rave about New Orleans. If you go back and look at his social media history, dude's raving about New Orleans, which is basically the same as Memphis. You know. So I don't know what the personal thing with this city is. I have no clue. I guess we never will. But
especially now that we've redone our airport.
It's a beautiful airport. It really is. Every time I go in there, I'm just blown away by that concourse.
Hawkins was just talking about what it looked like at 1 a.m. this morning. He just reminded how beautiful it was.
He'd
forgotten.
I mean, it really is.
I guess he flew out, though.
Yeah,
he flew out. So he forgot pretty fast because he came back a few days later.
That's right.
But it does. It's a very nice airport.
Yes. R.C. Johnson needs to see it.
The renovation.
He needs to come back and see it.
Corridor, nice hallway.
I mean, I think that would be great content. You know, we're going to be with R.C. when he gets to see the transformation of the Memphis airport.
Because technically, baggage claim and check-in.
Same. We have neglected that, but that's fine. It's about when you're.
Are we ever going to do baggage claim?
I think we focus.
We don't get enough planes in here to be worried about that, do we?
Right. Yeah. I think we just want to make sure that if you're waiting at your gate, it's a beautiful experience for you, and it is.
It is that.
I think I love it. I feel like I am up to date.
Me too.
And at the Memphis International Airport. Anyway, Stephen A. Smith clearly does not. We'll come back. Jason Fitz is going to join us. Maybe we run this. He used to be colleagues with Stephen A. Smith. I'm curious what he thinks about Stephen A. Smith and the solitaire and this take and Nashville and all that. We'll talk to Jason Fitz in just a little bit. Stick around. Jason and John, 90 China FM, ESPN. Jason Fitz is going to join us in just a little bit. But there was another tweet from Ja that we did not touch on. Because I guess he came back a little bit later and added to his previous two. But remember, this is all in response to what Stephen A. said today on First Take. Ja said, talking about the Grizz more than the finals with these cap-ass sources. He came back and said, I'm a B in that 901 with the Grizz emoji, source, me. And then he came back a little bit later, about 15 minutes later, and said, instead of focusing on the performances we've seen from J-Dub, Shea, TJ and Siakam, how this series is going, we say something negative about a city and a team on a national level. So clearly, Ja was definitely feeling some kind of way about this.
Yeah, probably had it on his house. Probably, or had somebody telling him all about it. Again, it's what Jess said. I mean, maybe some of us are less frustrated than others, but the fact that they're doing this and talking about Memphis and the city at this point, you know, more so than the finals, breaking that down like it's the, you know, one of the NBA's biggest issues. What are we talking about here on a, as Ja said, national level?
Mm-hmm.
You're blasting Memphis on a national level for what? For ratings? That's what it looks like. You know, you're trying to say something again, and you look. I mean, mm-hmm. Just go look at the internet and put Stephen A. Smith and Memphis in. So many stories have been written out already about this.
Yep.
And it's just a cheap shot, man.
It is.
On a level, frankly, that it, you know, it shouldn't be coming from, again, nationally like that, on a sports show, you're taking shots at. And sure, yes, I'm not dismissing the fact that Memphis has a crime issue, and I'm frankly pretty convinced that Jimmy Butler probably said something about it to Stephen A. Smith. They probably both joked about it, laughed about it, whatever it was going to be, or maybe they were dead serious. But either way, again, to say that this is the issue, and to use it as if it's one of the NBA's biggest problems is just sensationalizing
it.
At its best.
Yeah, it is. It's a cheap shot, like you said. It's gratuitous. It's just like, you know, how often do they like talk about cities at all? Like on that show, feels like cities is just not something that gets talked about on a sports show. Well,
what's interesting is they had to find a new way because it was supposed to be about Ja Morant. Do you move on from him, right? And that's a Grizzlies question, is it not?
Yes.
I mean, it got over to free agents and coming to Memphis and everything else, so it obviously changed from where it originated. But, yeah, man, that's what it feels like to me is you're thin,
mm-hmm.
right? And what we know is that whether it's on Unsportsmanlike, the show that precedes Jeff Calkins, whether it's Stephen A. Smith having Ja Morant on First Take in terms of that you know, that title, that whatever they're going to be talking about, that segment, but he's got Ja Morant in there, should go. It gets ratings. It gets clicks.
Right.
And they're just hitting the low-hanging fruit.
Right. Because, like, when the Golden State Warriors, for example, were in Oakland, not in San Francisco, which is where they are now, but when they were in Oakland, did we hear about, like, nobody wants to go to Oakland? You know? Oh, Oakland's problems are not that different than Memphis's, right? They have high crime. They lost the Athletics. They lost the Raiders. You know, we never heard that about the Warriors. You know, I'm sure that when they were moving the team to San Francisco, that's why they did it. Mm-hmm. But you never heard anything about, oh, well, man, Steph can't wait to get out of Golden State. He can't wait to get out of Oakland. You know, because why? Because it's California. Like, you know, whatever. You know, it's just it just feels like this was a pot shot. For whatever reason, maybe we'll never know. Maybe we'll never understand. But
what I appreciate, though, and because I'm glad we went back, this was Ja tweeted this 15, 16 minutes later, like John said there after that first hour, and we never get back to it. To me, when I read this and see him criticize Stephen A., ESPN, about the city, about saying something negative about a city and a team, but he puts out city. You know, a lot of the responses from Ja typically on social media that you will get are individual criticisms of him sometimes. And I'm sure he's spoken up when the team's been criticized or the city. But I do love him sticking up for the city part of this.
Yeah.
That it's not just the team, him, right, a shot at him that he's got. We've seen before, he'll jump out on that. Certainly sensitive to personal shots, individual shots. I separated almost.
Mm-hmm.
Not again that I'm making some case that this means y'all going to be here forever. I'm not. But what I appreciate is his embracing of the city here and the shot that it's taking.
Absolutely.
Not just the organization that pays him, not just him,
mm-hmm.
but the city itself. That, to me, says, okay, I'm aware of the city's issues, where I am, and my meeting, you know, what I can do sort of in this.
Yep.
To push back at that.
Yep.
To say that this, and I appreciate that shows a maturity.
Yep.
Just in terms of your, you know, your professional development, whatever you want to call it, your career, it shows a maturity, man, to not just, again, stand up for the team that's paying you, but the city that you're in.
Yep.
The city that adores you. The city that has lines they fill up, I mean, five, you know, in 2 minutes to get your shoes. That every time you go out, they can't wait to just lay eyes on you and want to touch you. And so I appreciate him, you know, stepping up for the city in that way and pushing back at that part of this. Not necessarily attacking on the Grizzlies or him,
yep.
which we've seen him respond to,
yep.
but at the city itself.
Exactly. Like you brought up like him doing that. I was reminded that 3 years ago around this time, he got the courts at Mount Moriah redone. Hmm. Ja got the courts at Mount Moriah refurbished. Yep. He got Gooch Park in North Memphis done as well back then. You know, he's actually always been pretty 10 toes down with the city, and he's come in and been a part of it as opposed to just like, I'm playing here, you know, like the Showboats. I just come here and play and then I go home. Like, no, like he's been, you know, he's been a part of this place. And I do think, you know, and I like that he takes it personally because, you know, honestly, he should. I mean, he lives here. He's a resident, you know what I mean? And he's the face of the franchise. So it was meant really for him. I mean, I know Stephen A. could say it, but the segment was about him. He, you know,
right.
I'm sure Jaren, like, probably doesn't even care. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's in L.A. doing a vlog, man. We won't hear from Jaren on this. That's fine. I don't judge Jaren, you know, for that. But I would expect Ja in a way that I would not expect Jaren to you know, to stand up for the city like that. So
there's a way to have this conversation without bashing Memphis, which has its own issues.
I mean, really easy, actually. Like, it's easy
to have that conversation without going there.
Yes.
It was really cheap shot, as you say, gratuitous.
Gratuitous.
It was in search of ratings. It's all of those things.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it got real thin there, obviously. That's They've right. hit this Ja thing a ton because anytime you talk Ja, it's ratings. And to go out on that kind of tangent is just ridiculous.
I mean, because honestly, man, it's like that's what we're battling. We're battling the perception. I mean, we're battling real things. Like, there is crime. Obviously, there's crime. But we're battling a perception issue as well. Because
The perception issue that it's all bad here in Memphis.
Exactly.
You can't go ahead and walk out on your street and be safe.
Like, it's Baghdad or something. Like that contributes to it. That contributes to it.
On a national level, as Josh said.
You know? It's just like you have a choice, right? You have a choice when you're and you have that platform. You know, you can either lift or you can.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. It's real thin. If you're basing that just off some comments from Jimmy Butler, man, you're gonna charge the Memphis Authority. We know we got issues. It's so easy for you to do because of the issues in Memphis. But to put that's the view of the entire NBA just because you and Jimmy had that little conversation is so thin,
exactly.
So weak.
Exactly. Anyway, I'll be curious to see what Fitz has to say about it, his thoughts on Stephen A. and the love the week he's had.
I'd love for Jimmy to step up and say, I didn't say that. But then, you know, who knows?
Right.
Stephen A. might have a screenshot or something. Or
I don't doubt that Jimmy trashed
but
the city.
That's why I said his willingness to put Jimmy out there on Front Street, you didn't name anybody else.
Yep.
No. He's probably got that in a text or something. Jimmy's not going to be able to push back.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. All right, we'll come back. Fitz will join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about this, about the finals, about college sports. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN. Jason Fitz is the host for Yahoo Sports. Catch him on Fox Sports Radio on weekends. Joins us every Tuesday, and he joins us now. Fitz, I hate to ask you to speak for a former colleague, but Stephen A. Smith is in the news today. And he's in the news because he went on First Take today on ESPN and said, in so many words, NBA players don't want to go to Memphis because of the crime. And obviously Ja Morant has tweeted, and we've been talking about it, and you know, all of our Memphian friends are up in arms about it. What do you make of Stephen A. going there on national television?
Stephen A. is better than anybody at getting clicks, and Stephen A. is one of the least prepared people I've ever worked with in my entire career. I'm just going to be honest. Like, I got nothing to lose, nothing to gain in talking about Stephen A. I'll say this. When I worked at ESPN, my last fall at ESPN, we counted up my hours in shows hosted between radio, digital, live stream, everything I did. And that fall, I averaged about 80 hours a week that I was on campus. So I ask everybody, when you're on campus 80 hours a week making content, when are you watching games? And it was a real struggle for me to keep up with everything I needed to keep up with. Now, Stephen A. is busier than I ever was. Like, we see him making content 24/7. So I guess my question to people in Memphis is, how much Memphis do you think he's actually absorbed? And I mean all of it. Memphis culture, Memphis basketball. What the hell does Stephen A. know about the city of Memphis? And the answer to that is only what his friends or his people on his phone tweet him or text him. That's all he knows, right? Like, he is 100%. So separated from actual reality. What does he know? And one of the things that just drives me crazy, like, I lived in Nashville for over 20 years. And one of the things that drive me crazy is you hear people speak about what Nashville is and has never been there. It's like, no, you're basing everything that you have to say about that city based on Lower Broadway. And, you know, growing up in Vegas, it's like you're basing everything. When I moved out of Vegas as a little kid, I moved to the East Coast. The number one question people ask me is, well, do you know how to play blackjack? And I'm like, I'm 12. Why would I know how to play blackjack? Like people personify whatever they think the stereotype is. That's what they continue to go with. And Stephen A. walks and talks and lives and eats and breathes stereotypes. That's all he knows. So what you have is somebody that, honestly, I wonder, like, how many times has he ever even been to Memphis, talking about Memphis based on little perspective to Memphis, and he's talking about Memphis basketball, frankly. He has to talk about the city of Memphis because my guy hasn't watched a single Memphis basketball game in probably 3 years. Like, there is no way. Like, Stephen A. has a stats and info group that feeds him information so that he can have somewhat informed opinions, and they're usually not because he works too hard to actually watch any games. So, like, you
or play solitaire.
There's a reason. Yeah. That is fair. It's one of the worst looks I can imagine. And I guess, like, you know, like, there's a reason that Stephen A. always goes to the soap opera take, because you can go to a soap opera take and hide the fact that you don't know anything about the actual teams. Like, that's broadcasting 101. So, I mean, again, Stephen A. makes more money in a day than I make in a year. He's far more established in this business than I will ever be. And if he found out I said all of this, he would laugh at me. But Stephen A., is the guy. I sat next to him the first day, the last day of his old Stephen A. Smith radio show was the first day of my First Take, Your Take, the terrible show that ESPN launched in response to that they let me host, which was an honor. But his last day of radio, we sat in the studio together, and I looked at him, and I was like, man, Stephen A., it's such an honor to get to take this time slot and this show. I really appreciate it. He looked at me deadpan and said, get out of radio. There's no money in it. And if there's no money in something, there's no reason to do it. It's the only thing he said to me. Now, Stephen A. just announced the new radio show. So what does that tell you? Like, it tells you that he doesn't care about the work. He doesn't care about the process. He cares about the cash. And he will always make the cash because people flock to him. So if I'm Memphis, I've just got to be honest with you. Yeah, yesterday's toilet paper is more useful when it comes to having an actual opinion about Memphis than Stephen A. Smith is.
Dude, that's why I just love you and love having you on weekly. Because it's not just that I agree with you probably 90% of the time, maybe even higher, but it's you hitting the nail on the head. And it's what you said about Stephen A. We talked about it. He's got an agenda. He said it. He said it previously. It's a side note, but hey, NBA shouldn't even be in Memphis. They're basically saying they'd be better off in Seattle or Las Vegas. I mean, to Stephen A., he'd rather not have to step foot in Memphis for an NBA game. But you are so right, because it was just 2 years ago about him. He. There is no Memphis in Stephen A. in terms of the culture, knowing what it's about. Because 2 years ago, he was saying we were all Elvis. He was saying that's the face of Memphis, billboards all over. They don't have anything of Ja. And when Molly Karam was trying to stop him and say, hold on, that's a generalization, slow down. He's like, Molly, shut up. I've been to Memphis. I know Memphis, you know, because I've been there. But it's so what you said, man, because that was the evidence that he hadn't. You know, we're the, you probably, Fitzy, I mean, I think statistically now we are the largest predominantly black city in America. And sure, you can go to Graceland, right? You can go to parts of town all over in Memphis and see some Graceland signs, see Elvis. But he is not and has not been for decades, Fitzy, the face of this city or its culture. We are a black city. And for Stephen A. to just be there 2 years ago, it shows you it's exactly what you said. And he's not interested in knowing it. He's just interested in hitting the soapbox stuff that's so easy to do.
Yep.
Because as you said, he's not interested in knowing it or being prepared. He's too busy.
But there's no cash in knowing it. Like, that's the thing. Like, what Stephen A. knows
no
is
cash
that,
in knowing it. Yeah, I like that.
We'll pay attention to the Lakers no matter what. We'll pay attention to the Knicks no matter what, because they're huge media markets and people click on their stuff. The fact is, right now, more than ever in the NBA, when they are giving us two smaller markets competing for a championship, this should be a message of hope to the entire league of, hey, your market is not forgotten in the NBA. Your market can succeed in the NBA. This should be a moment of, look at the way to do it, man. Get your pieces. Grow it patiently. Don't worry about assembling KD with whoever you want. Like, build your team organically the right way. Be patient through it. Don't listen to any of the noise. Like, how many times have we seen that? Before last year, even with the Celtics, people were trying to split up Tatum and Brown. Stephen A. was trying to split up Tatum and Brown, because that's an easy, sexy story, way more than looking at the Celtics and saying, well, you know what, maybe it just hasn't been their year yet. Like, sometimes sports work that way. Like, that doesn't make for a great hot take. So instead it's, yep, oh, no, you got to split these guys up. And the fact is, if you took the same exact roster as Memphis and you put it in Miami, Stephen A. would love it, because he loves going to Miami.
That's
because
exactly
people love,
right,
partying, yeah, in Miami.
And, like, and so do NBA players, right? Gross. And that was my initial point when we started the show, is that NBA players want to play in like four places. They want to play in Miami. They want to play in like Houston, Atlanta, you know, Golden State, the Lakers. Like, that's where players all want to be, where it's sunny and it's 80 degrees outside year round. They don't want to play in Memphis. But you know what else they want to play? They don't want to play in Minneapolis. KD just said, mm-hmm, he doesn't want to go there. They're off the list. So there's a lot of places that they don't want to play in Indiana. Like, what star free agent wants to go to Indiana? You don't hear people talking about that. It's just to single out Memphis is just beyond weak. And then to pin it on crime, especially, it's beyond weak.
Well, and on top of everything you just said about players is very true, right? But let me ask you this. Let's take the bubble out of the equation, because the bubble was a very weird year. Now ask yourself, how many years has it been since a player a superstar acquisition launched a team to an NBA championship? Because the last time I checked, year in and year out, we get more and more of what we're seeing right now. SGA has been in OKC for a minute, right? Like, I mean, we can ask how he got there in the first place. I realize that trade, but SGA's been there for a minute. Like, every year, every stinking year, Giannis wants out, does he? Because he won a championship in Milwaukee. Like, we continually see teams building without needing to go out and acquire a superstar past their prime as the way to do it. We spent more time as a general media at ESPN when I was there. We spent more time talking about Kawhi to the Clippers than we did to Kawhi winning a championship in Toronto. Mm. Like, think about that. Like, that's a mistake. That's a fail. Mm-hmm. And the reason it's a fail is because if you are making hundreds of hours of content a day, as Stephen A. does, between now a radio show that's launching in Sirius, between First Take, and then between the political stuff, he's all, like, all these different shows, you see him everywhere. Ask yourselves, when does he have the time, in the fall particularly, when does he have the time to watch, let's say, 12 football games a week, and then let's just say 10 NBA games a week? The answer is, He doesn't. And once you just start to acknowledge that the system is so broken that the people talking about it at the worldwide leader simply haven't watched, then you understand why they pick the topics they pick. It's way easier for Stephen A. to go on a stereotype of crime in Memphis. And I would have to, I don't have the numbers in front of me. I would be interested to know what the crime rates in Memphis are versus the crime rates in, let's say, Chicago.
New York City? How about New York City, where Stephen A. Smith loves to be?
Yeah, I mean, I would love to have that conversation. But the fact is, what it comes down to is that I'll bet you anything, when Desmond Bane was traded, Stephen A. realized, I don't have a thing to say about this because I don't know anything about Desmond Bane. And if I can't
I don't know anything about the Magic about either.
100%. I mean, look, this is where Bill Simmons was right on his podcast. They clipped it off, Ian Rossillo, when they were like, oh, man, everybody's freaking out about Orlando paying that much. And Simmons said it right away. The people freaking out have not watched him play. They just don't watch basketball. And I think the biggest epidemic we have in the coverage of the NBA is that ESPN is one of the main people left to cover it, and most of the people talking about it every day simply don't watch it.
Wow, Fitzy, now you got me curious in terms of, I mean, you're a worker. You're a man that was up there, as you just said, 60, 80 hours, whatever it is. And we respect grinders. It's one of the reasons we respect you. In terms of those on-air personalities at ESPN that you admired the most, because either they were a worker or they always hit the nail on the head like you seem to with us. Who was at the top of your admiration list over at ESPN of all the faces?
Look, when you talk, and by the way, I'll tell you guys again, very true story, throwing myself under the bus. I was on air on radio one day when the head of digital at the time texted me and said, we need you to host a digital live stream on the WNBA tonight. And I responded in the text and said, dude, I haven't watched a W game this year. I don't even know who's who. And his response was, don't care, need a body in the seat, 7 p.m. Like, that's it, yep. Right? So, that's what it does. So, to your question, guys that I always knew, like, look, Rossillo, I know he doesn't work at ESPN anymore, but Rossillo was famous in Hartford for sitting at the same bar every night to watch a bunch of games. He had three laptops out. He charted them while he watched them. My guy paid attention to the NBA like it was his business. Tim Legler is somebody that Legs would come in the mornings when we were doing radio, and he'd be our guest, and he'd have 5 or 10 plays from a game that he was ready to talk about. And it's like, oh, we're not going to do that deep of a dive. But in the beginning, I can't speak to now, but for the longest time, I'll say Jay Will used to come in and say, hey, I've watched all of this. It's this. Like, I think those guys actually, like, they separated themselves on the football side. Wow. Orlovsky and Mina Kimes are two people that
yes.
Orlovsky and Mina Kimes watch every stinking game, and they watch them over. It's not uncommon for me to get a text sometimes from one of them, like, particularly Mina's always been this way. Just send me a text early in the season and say, hey, Raiders, saw this guy. What do you know about him? Like, I saw this in the game. Tell me more. And, like, that's the stuff that I just respect
me too.
So much.
Yep.
But I'll be honest. Like, I love a lot of the people there. Perk has always been really kind to me. I've never bumped into Perk where he's like, sorry, man, watching tape. Never. I've literally sent a note before to Field Yates, who's one of my closest friends, and been like, man, let me know if you got time for dinner. And he'll come back to me and say, these are my film study hours for the next 2 weeks. It's got to be outside those hours. Like, though there are guys that do it that hard, and then I don't think the majority of them exist in the NBA coverage of ESPN.
That was a very agenda challenging answer you just gave us, because I have an agenda against Jay Williams, and you lauded him with praise, and Jason loves Kendrick Perkins, and you
on most days,
and you just basically
he doesn't work, you know,
dismissed him.
But I will say there's another side. Like, Jay Will, when I worked with him, he watched a lot. I'll also say that Jay Will, just sometimes I feel like I watch his clips, and I'm like, man, you're just saying things at this point. You're just saying something to piss people off.
Right.
I feel that. I feel that to my core. And look, like I said, Burke is not somebody that's ever been like, I'm watching film right now. But
I believe that, yeah.
Burke is one of those guys that can watch a highlight and is like, yep, this happened. And
well,
it's
he played the game, like, at a high level at the very least, right? Like, so I'll give him that. Like, Stephen A.
Legler played too, but you heard Fitzy say he's
right,
studying.
You're right.
You know, for
right.
his hit.
Yeah. Legler feels like a unicorn, though, in terms of...
The farther you get from it, the more study you have to do.
Legler also is underused.
That makes sense.
He has more time. Like, we say that every year. It's like, Legler, we feel like should be on the finals broadcast, which, by the way, that was the first game last night fits, and I'm curious to get your opinion, where I was not in a bar. I was actually watching the game at home, and I got a chance to listen to the broadcast. I felt like it was fine. There's so much, I know what those conversations are like at ESPN and ABC. Like I felt like the broadcast team was completely fine. I don't know why they have such a problem with it.
Yeah, I thought last night was actually pretty good. Like, I think now people have dug in so much to it sucks that it's hard to be like, wow, ESPN listened to the world and made it a little better. I mean, I think playing the intro, the player introduction, stuff like that, I do think that there's fire to that. And frankly, I think that the broadcast trio that they have on the finals right now could just use more excitement. I want, like, there is not a palpable thing for this, but I've watched so intently the last couple of games, and I'm waiting for that, oh my God, moment that we get every Saturday in college football where somebody is screaming and losing their mind. I would love to see more of that in the broadcast, but I thought it was fine. I thought it was better. We just don't want to credit better usually.
Yeah. Fitz, you're the greatest, man. Thanks love for you, doing brother. This every
Thank
week.
You.
You're the best.
Hey, appreciate you, boys. Have a great week.
Yes, sir. He is Jason Fitz. Joins us every Tuesday here on the show. Yeah, I mean, it was very refreshing to hear that. I mean, look, Stephen A. Smith is overworked, man. That dude, like you said, he's on all the time. And now he's adding a radio show on Sirius XM for 2 hours a day. Like, this dude.
Bumping Beetle.
Yeah, like, how does he have any time to do anything? Like, beyond travel and being at the game and the finals and all that and stuff. So, like, I'm not. Do I think that the face of your network should like have more informed opinions? Yes, obviously. Like that'd be ideal, but you lean on that man so much. It's like you don't like. It's like they don't trust that they have anything else to give to offer, so that they just let him, you know, whatever it is. Like we go ahead, Stephen A.
Yeah,
make a clip
because he's bringing in the ratings.
That's right. That's right.
First Take is number one,
and we've spent the entire show talking about it.
100%.
We're part and parcel to it.
It feels like hundreds of stories have already been written today about Stephen A. and his Memphis
That's
take.
Right. That's right.
I'm seeing them all over the internet.
That's right.
And that's ESPN loves that.
I mean, this reminds me of content, when Calkins was going at it with the God rest his soul, my man from the L.A. Was it the L.A. Times? Simers. T.J. Simers. T.J. Simers.
Was his general side? Because I don't remember it as well. Was it just Memphis is a dump? Was
yeah,
that what Simers'
yeah,
take
yeah,
was?
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
And he and Calkins were, you know, throwing barbs.
I remember the barbs. I didn't remember how it started. Yeah. Just Simer saying, I don't want to go to Memphis for this series or something, pretty much.
From what I remember, he was just trashing the city.
Yeah.
I don't remember specifically exactly. Yeah. I think he might have been talking about horses, which we do know we have a horse problem, a horse poop problem downtown. So it's persisted even, 12 years later. But when TJ died, I don't think Hawkins read the eulogy. I don't think
he. Is it a horse problem or horse manure?
I think it was a horse manure.
Horse
yeah.
and human manure?
I think it was just the horse at that time. Okay. The human excrement came later.
Gotcha.
In the development.
You. I got you. I was confused.
But I'd like to go back and read those columns. I just remember Calkins getting so worked up about it. Like Calkins, that was it. That was the last hurrah for Calkins in terms of I'm going to go at somebody.
No, I mean, there is still, I mean, there's a great pride here. It's like our man Scotty said, we can talk about us, but we don't let others talk about us.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're going to come as weak as Stephen A. did today.
Yeah, exactly.
No, we don't take offense.
Because like.
Now we can talk about our crime issue.
Now look, I'm not, that's the problem. It's like what he said was factual. Like we have a crime problem. But like Oakland has more violent crime than Memphis, and they had the Warriors for the entirety of, except for the last 3-4 years, nobody came on there and said, man, Oakland, man, nobody wants to go to Oakland play with Steph, you know? It's just like that you pick and choose what you want to apply the.
Well, it's because they were quietly on their way out of that dreadful city, weren't they?
Well, that and they loved the Warriors.
No, that's it. I mean, he loves them, dude. You're talking about they're giving them championships.
Yeah.
It's different.
Steph's fun to watch play.
They are relevant.
Yeah.
Back to what Fitzy say, they make him money, bro.
Yep.
Talking about Golden State, they make that. Yep. They're whether it was Oakland, whether it's San Francisco,
right.
Golden State was a champion.
That's right.
It's going to make you put money in his pocket going out there, whatever else. Memphis isn't.
That's right.
Making unforeseen.
Talk about the Oakland Raiders. How about that? You even talk about a championship team? That's one for you right there.
You will literally lose money. Money will fly out of your pockets talking about the Oakland Raiders.
All right. We'll come back. Wrap this up. Jason and John, Audie Chan FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want.
you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Great time to go over to Sonic for lunch. They got everything you could imagine on the menu. Got the premium chicken bites, delicious smash burgers, chicken wraps, that fun $1.99 menu. Download the app. Get all the deals. You got to do that. You got to make sure you're getting the best deal. Download the Sonic app. It's America's Drive-In.
Fantastic selections on that fun $1.99 menu. I'm partial to the junior chicken sandwiches myself. They're fantastic, but so is everything on the menu. You can do those in original or honey chipotle, the queso wraps too, Southwest, or bacon ranch. I'm a bacon ranch man there. You love the fries, the groovy fries. It's a flavorful fiesta. It always is at Sonic. That's for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Don't forget you can get a great dessert, shakes, or blast from Sonic as well. Live free. Eat Sonic.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. What a day it has been. Thanks to Stephen A. Smith. We thought we were just going to come in here and talk a lot about Game 5, but he gave us a lot more than that. And, you know, I'll be curious to see, you know, a lot of times, Jason, when he gets criticism from a take, he'll respond. Like, he'll come back later on social media or the next day or something. Like, I'll be curious to see if he follows up. I don't expect anything in terms of being contrite. That's not who Stephen A. is. And again, he didn't say anything that was, like, in terms of provable, he didn't say anything that was factually wrong. Memphis has a crime problem, and he was clearly told by somebody that that was the reason why they didn't want to come here. So, in his mind, he's probably not feeling like he's wrong.
Better be Jimmy that you were told that by. Otherwise, you're just flat out, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're saying Jimmy told you that.
Right.
By mentioning him in that group of players that say you've talked to. So
that's right.
Better not be hearing from Jimmy.
Yeah,
and that he didn't say that or anything,
right?
I don't suspect we will.
Yeah, but and by the way, if Chandler Parsons is one of the players that he's talking to, like he should feel ashamed for using him as a reference, because Chandler Parsons is like, dude, you should kiss the ground in Memphis for giving you that money. Like you should in fact come here,
it was a gift of a lifetime,
and like build out a neighborhood or something, like you know as a repayment.
Then bro got the Morgan and Morgan money.
And then he got that afterward. He got hit by a car. I'm sure that happened in Memphis too. You know?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I think it was in Atlanta, but still. Thanks to Jason Fitch for joining us on the show. Thanks to Jessica Benson as well. Jeffrey and Company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.